some of your bright ideas for statue. Giant light bulbs, stags and statues of dancers are among the ideas submitted so far for a new landmark statue for the city. The former GE lighting factory site in Rushymead is being transformed into a new Sainsbury's store, and the supermarket chain is going to pay £70,000 for a large work of art for the corner of Troon Way and Melton Road. A panel of judges has been set up and members of the public have been invited to send in their thoughts on what a suitable landmark should be. Scores of suggestions have been submitted so far, with a lot of people coming up with ideas incorporating light bulbs, millions of which were once made on the site. Other ideas include a statue of Lester Ray's broadcaster David Attenborough and a giant DNA double helix to celebrate the city's breakthrough in genetic fingerprinting led by Sir Alec Jeffries. Among the bright designs is the one pictured right, sketched by John Inchley, 67, of Syston, who wanted a giant bunch of steel rushes to celebrate Rushymead, with bulbs in the tops of the rushes. He said, "I was brought up next to the factory and my mum worked there making munitions in the war and later making bike lights. It's a brilliant idea to have the landmark there, and I'd like to be 30 feet high rushes that light up at night to commemorate the people who worked in the building." Another person who emailed the panel said, "How about a huge light bulb made up of thousands of smaller bulbs in different colours on a rotation of different coloured cycles?" GE was well known for its Christmas lights. "I was gutted when it was knocked down, as were a lot of people who lived in the area and worked there." Another entrant said it could feature Afro-Caribbean, Asian, British and Eastern European dancers featuring a character from each group dancing in a circle and placed high on a pedestal for all to see. It could rotate and be powered by the wind and also be illuminated at night time. Someone else who sent in a bulb-themed idea said, "My idea is to have a very large bulb to reflect the history of the site. This bulb could be covered in LED lights that are hooked up to a computer in order to produce images in colours." Another suggested an illuminated glass statue of a Bradgate Park stag rearing up on its hind legs. The final decision on the design will be made by the judges chaired by Keith Vaz, MP for the area. Other members of the panel include Leicester Mercury editor Richard Bettsworth, business leader Dharmesh Lakhani and Karen Hammond, who is head teacher at nearby Mellor Primary School, and an artist. Schools and community groups are also coming up with their ideas over the next 2 months. The consultation will close on June the 30th. To submit an idea to the judging panel, email leicesterlegacy2013@gmail.com.
And now two shorter items. Eyes to the Skies for Tribute to Famous Plane. More than 100 people gathered for the unveiling of a plaque to a Leicestershire-built aircraft which saw service in the Second World War. The Oster commemorative plaque was unveiled at Rearsby Business Park, where the aircraft were once built. The event was inspired by the business park's owner, Ivor Vaughan, who came up with the idea for a plaque to commemorate the aircraft and those who worked on it. Planes were built on the Rearsby site and flew from its grass airfield from 1938 to 68. Mr. Vaughan said, "We are here today so as not to forget the hard work, innovation and engineering expertise of the people who worked here, and to permanently commemorate and record what happened here, because the Oster was one of Leicestershire's best." Gordon Hallam, chairman of the International Oster Club Heritage Group, said, "Exactly on time, the faint, low hum of Gypsy Major engines were heard getting closer and closer. Every camera in the crowd swung skyward, and two Oster aircraft came into view. They didn't roar like jet engines, nor did they leave vapour trails, but elegantly moved across the brilliant blue sky over the crowd before turning gracefully for a final flypast." Swimming for charity money. Young Parth Dhan was among scores of swimmers who donned their bathers and goggles to raise money for charity over the weekend. Swimathon 2013 events took place at city pools on Friday, Saturday and Sunday in aid of Marie Curie Cancer Care. 8-year-old Parth of Belgrave took to the water at Cossington Street Sports Centre and managed 50 lengths. He said, "I go swimming every Saturday. I like it. I swam 50 lengths. It was hard, but fun. Path's effort saw him raise £90 in sponsorship. Proud dad Sashin said, I only thought he was going to do 10 to 15 lengths, but he kept on going to 50. He was really pleased. Aylston Leisure Centre, Braunston Leisure Centre and Ebbington Pool were also among pools holding events.
Poster under the hammer. A 1930s poster of Leicester's historic Guildhall, which featured in a campaign urging wealthy Americans to visit Britain, is to go up for auction. Photographer John Dixon Scott took the picture shortly after the 14th century building had been renovated by the council and saved from demolition. Mr. Dixon Scott was concerned by the disappearance of many of the country's fine buildings and toured the country making a pictorial record of them. The sepia tint he produced of the Guildhall, which more than 50,000 people have visited in the past few months to see its Richard III exhibition, was used for a poster in the 1930s in America. Now the poster, along with 50 others from the series, is going under the hammer in England after recently being uncovered in Boston, Massachusetts. Auctioneer Patrick Bogue said, just months before the stock market crash of 1929, the Travel Association of Britain and Northern Ireland was founded by Lord Waldorf Astor and Winston Churchill to increase the amount of American money spent in the United Kingdom by tourists. In the late 1930s, the Travel Association hired the best photographers to document the scenes of Great Britain, including Scotland and Northern Ireland. Using a traditional style, black and white or brown, green and blue sepia tones, these records recall to us our history and pride. Among them is the picture by John Dixon Scott of Leicester Guildhall. Other posters which feature in the series depict well-known sites in London, the Cornish Riviera and the Scottish Highlands. He said most of the posters were in excellent condition, and many are estimated to fetch between £80 to £120, although some may attract higher bids. City Mayor Peter Salisbury said, there had been calls to demolish the Guildhall, but fortunately essential works were carried out by the council in the 1920s that ensured this historic building was preserved for future generations to enjoy. It's wonderful to see that. So soon after its restoration, the Guildhall was helping to promote not only Leicester, but the whole of the UK. Market Harborough art expert Malcolm Lever-Jones said, I would agree with the valuation that many of the posters will sell for about £100. They've been produced by some of the best printers of the day. The name of John Dixon Scott could push the value of the poster up into the high hundreds of pounds. A council spokesman would not say if the authority would be interested in buying the poster, which will be sold by Onslow's Auctions Limited in Stourpain, Dorset, on June the 21st. A preview of the auction can be seen online 2 weeks before the sale at www.onslows.co.uk.
Charlotte to fulfil dream of her dad. A policeman's daughter will fulfil one of her dad's dreams when she scales Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro next year. Charlotte Sparling, 15, will be fulfilling a wish still held by her police sergeant dad, Clive, who planned to emulate his late father's achievement during his national service in Kenya. But the 45-year-old city-based officer was diagnosed with advanced bowel cancer just before the planned climb in 2004. Sergeant Sparling, who had already successfully beaten skin cancer, went on to make a full recovery and has since raised money cycling for cancer charities. But his dream of climbing Africa's highest mountain in Tanzania remains unfulfilled. Next July, Charlotte will make the 19,341-feet climb during a trip with her school, Melton's Longfield Academy, to the African country. She will do the climb as one of her achievements towards gaining the Queen's Scout Award. Clive said, climbing the mountain was of particular importance to me because of my late dad, Alan, who climbed it while stationed in Kenya during national service. It's great Charlotte will be following in her grandfather's footsteps. Charlotte is going on a world challenge trip to Tanzania in Africa with her school for a month. While there, she will do her expedition for her Queen Scout Award, which is going up Kilimanjaro. Clive said, I was due to go up it in 2004 when I was diagnosed with bowel cancer, so she will be fulfilling a dream of mine. The proviso is that she is taking a picture of her granddad with her. I've got a picture of him at the top when he climbed it during his 18 months in Kenya with the RAF as part of his national service. I'm very proud and extremely jealous that she is getting out there to do it before me. She said she felt guilty because of that, but I will climb it at some point. My dad died aged 50 in June 1988. It would be almost 26 years to the day he died when she climbs it. My dad was posted to Kenya for 18 months just after he got engaged to my mum. He carried on as a scout leader while he was out there, running the 53rd and 1st Nairobi groups. The 53rd was named after Burstall St. James, where he was a scout leader before going out there. Charlotte said, I feel quite proud because, although I never met my granddad, I feel like I'll be doing something for him and for Dad as well. It's quite scary because I've never done anything like it before, but I'm doing it with some good friends from school. We're planning to go to the Lake District for some practice. Charlotte has so far raised about £1,000 towards her trip through sponsored events and has a curry night planned at an Indian restaurant. Anyone willing to help Charlotte fund her trip is asked to call Clive on 07940 453 467. Clive, who is leader of the 4th Melton Pacesetter Explorers, has a double reason to be proud. Charlotte and his elder daughter Lucy have just achieved their Platinum Chief Scout Awards.